Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at AwkwardXX.
So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. You want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
all right, let's talk about Marvin Gaye, the man who gave us some of the smoothest, sexiest songs ever written. When you hear Let's Get It On, Sexual Healing, you just know things are about to get steamy. But here's the thing: Marvin Gaye's love life was a lot more complicated and way more awkward than you'd expect. You might think Marvin was just this smooth, romantic guy who could make any woman melt with a single note. But in reality, he had some very specific and honestly kind of strange kinks that made his personal life more than a little awkward. Let's start with the big one. Marvin Gaye was really into voyeurism. Yeah, the guy who wrote all those soulful love songs wasn't just into the usual stuff. He liked to watch. But he didn't just enjoy watching from the sidelines in a casual way. He wanted to orchestrate the whole thing. Marvin was known to set up his lovers with other men and then sit back and watch it all unfold. Yep, the smoothest man in music liked things a little freakier than we'd expect. It all started with his first wife, Anna Gordy, who was 17 years older than him and the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy. Marvin and Anna had a tumultuous relationship, and over time, Marvin started to feel insecure about the age difference and Anna's past. To deal with those feelings and to spice things up, Marvin encouraged her to flirt with other men, but he didn't stop there. He wanted to watch her with those men. Now, this was the guy who was singing about love and passion, but behind closed doors, he was living out his voyeuristic fantasies, setting up his wife with other men, and then sitting back to enjoy the show. I mean, talk about a major plot twist, right? But the real kicker came later in his life when Marvin met a young woman named Janice Hunter. Janice was just 17 when she and Marvin started, and their relationship became the inspiration for some of his biggest hits like Let's Get It On. But their love life? Oh, it was wild. Marvin's voyeurism didn't stop with Anna. He wanted to do the same thing with Janice, and this wasn't just a casual thing. Marvin was actively seeking out other men to get involved with Janice, setting up these elaborate scenarios where he would just watch everything go down. Here's where it gets even more awkward. Marvin wasn't just into watching, he was actually into watching it from like really close. There are stories about how Marvin would just invite men over to his house, set up the scene with Janice, and then just sit in the corner right there watching everything play out. It was like he was the director of his own personal X-rated movie, only instead of being behind the camera, he was right there in the middle of the action. Now, you'd think that this kind of setup might have caused some problems in Marvin's relationships, and well, it did. Both Anna and Janice found his voyeurism to be a bit much to handle, and eventually it contributed to the downfall of both relationships. But Marvin was so into it that he couldn't stop. It was like this was the only way he could get emotionally involved in a relationship anymore, by watching from the sidelines. And it wasn't just about sex for Marvin. His voyeurism was tied up in all sorts of deep emotional baggage. He had a difficult relationship with his father, who was a strict Pentecostal minister and often abusive. Growing up in a home where sex and desire were considered sinful, Marvin developed some pretty complex feelings about intimacy. It's like he couldn't fully enjoy sex without that element of distance, without being on the outside looking in. But wait, there's more. Marvin was also into humiliation, but not in the way you'd expect. He loved to be emotionally humiliated by his partners. He would ask them to belittle him, insult him, put him down. Especially during intimate moments. It's like he needed that emotional pain to go hand in hand with the physical pleasure. For a guy who was so in control of stage, who oozed confidence and charm, it's wild to think that in his personal life, he was chasing this weird mix of humiliation and voyeurism. And Marvin didn't keep this stuff hidden. He would openly talk about his kinks, even incorporating them into his music. When you listen to songs like Let's Get It On or I Want You, you can hear the raw desire and passion, but knowing what we know now, there's a layer of complexity and awkwardness underneath those silky smooth vocals. Marvin wasn't just singing about love, he was singing about this intense need to explore every dark corner of his psyche. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. This guy, who's considered one of the greatest soul singers of all time, this icon of sensuality, was carrying around so much emotional baggage and so many awkward secret desires, and yet he put all of that into his music. In a way, his kinks, his voyeurism, and his emotional need for humiliation helped shape the sound that made him famous. He was pouring all of that complexity into every note, every lyric, every performance, and maybe that's why his music still resonates so deeply, because even though he was dealing with all this awkward stuff, it was real. So what's the takeaway here? Well, I guess even the smoothest man in music has some serious quirks. While we are all grooving to sexual healing, Marvin was out there setting up some pretty awkward scenes in his personal life. The king of soulful seduction, more like the king of voyeuristic awkwardness. But hey, I guess it's true what they say. Nobody's perfect, not even Marvin Gaye. And next time you listen to Let's Get It On, just remember Marvin might have been singing about getting close, but when it came to his own relationships, he preferred to watch from a distance. If you liked that and you want to hear more, check us out at awkwardtalk.com. I'm Jason Klass. Catch you next time.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they would take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is, this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go.
In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.